Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, Facebook is going to be rolling out this new preventative health screening. I don't even really want to call it an app, but a platform where it will remind you, based on your age and your gender, of what things you're due for. What do you do for a mammogram? You know, Dr. Dahlia, you do for another pap smear. I'm like, thank you. How do you know about that? Your colon cancer screening. You know, it's going to remind, maybe even, you know, comment on your blood pressure, remind you to get a blood pressure check. If you're due for a flu shot, it'll remind you when to get a flu shot. And if you don't know where to get a flu shot, it can steer you in the right direction on where to go for a flu shot. And so, as a doctor, when you first hear this, you're like, that's fantastic. That is right up my alley. I don't have to call patients. They will on their own, now be able to get that education and get that reminder. So rather than me telling patients that I see on telemedicine, did you get your flu shot? Did you get your flu shot? Facebook's going to handle that for me. That's fantastic. You know, doctors don't have to now hire staff to do the phone calls or send out the emails. Social media can handle it. And I love education. I have no problem with patients going to Google, Dr. Google. I've never had an issue with that. I know a lot of doctors get upset by that because there's a lot of misinformation online. But if you're going to WebMD, if you're going to the Mayo Clinic site, if you're going to sites I recommend, and you're educating yourself, the more education, the better. I don't want to be the, you know, only library in town. I want you to educate yourself because then you'll come to me and go, something's wrong. You know, there was some blood in the stool and I was told not to blow it off. You know, and I'm a huge fan of education. So having an app, having something that kind of reminds you to do something is fantastic. Okay, now let's look at the bad. Okay? There's privacy concerns. And Facebook has vowed to, if they do get your information and do give you reminders about your next cervical swab for your pap smear, they have vowed that they are not going to sell that information to advertisers so you don't get any douche ads or whatever. By the way, you're not really supposed to douche before your pap smear. Or, I don't know, razor ads or anything. Because, you know, the phones listen to us. You know, I was talking to my friend. She was talking about how she needed to get an upper lip wax. And then all of a sudden on her phone, they knew it was her, not me. On her phone was an ad on where she could go for upper lip waxing. They listen. So, you know, the phones listen. Facebook somehow listens because ads pop up all the time. You know, I get cosmetic surgery ads. I get spank ads. I get, you know, more flexible underwear ads. I'm like, wait a second. Okay. What are they listening to? Doesn't make any sense. So, yeah. Anyway. Another issue people have with that is there's no proof and no assurance that people aren't going to access or hack into the app. So if your blood pressure is in this app, if your cholesterol's in the app, if smoking's in the app, and let's say, you know, right now the ACA allows protections for people who smoke and have high blood pressure and pre-existing conditions, but if in a future administration, they find out that, you know what, there's no way to reduce costs. You know, insurance is going to later have to be if you have these health conditions, it costs this much. If you have these health conditions, it costs this much. You have to buy it on your own, whatever. People may not want that data in there. You know, a big problem I noticed with patients once we went electronic is they didn't want to tell me the truth. Because, you know, I'm typing it in. They don't want anything in the computer that they cheated on their wife or that they have vaginal discharge or that they smoke or that they own a gun. You know, when I was in training, you asked all parents of kids if they have a firearm and then if they know how to properly stow the firearm. Well, a lot of people, they don't want any documentation that they have a firearm, except if they have a concealed carry, and then, you know, that's documented. But if I ask a parent, you know, do you have a firearm? A lot of them are going to be inclined to say no, because I'm typing it. I'm not purposely trying to type it and give it to the government or whatever. I'm just doing my job and just put it in the database. But, you know, they want that privacy. Because if we have a government that decides to go door to door saying we want your guns, they're now in a database. So, some people are really criticizing this new move by Facebook, whereas others are saying, what's the big deal? You know, there's period reminders, there's birth control reminders, there's flu shot reminders. What's the big deal? Well, to me, the big deal is, whether you're pro or against it, is we are going towards socialized medicine and towards computer-run healthcare. That's where we're going, no matter how hard we fight it. And having computer reminders telling you what you need to do is going to harbor a, all right, if the computer tells me to do it, I do it. If the computer doesn't tell me to do it, I don't. And that is, to me, the danger. Because if your doctor looks at you and goes, you know what, I know you had a stress test, but I don't buy it. I want you having another one, which I had to do. I had a guy coming in with left shoulder pain. So immediately I'm thinking heart. Went to the heart doctor and his stress test was normal. So I MRI'd the shoulder, a little bit of arthritis. I sent him to ortho. I'm not convinced it's an ortho issue. The ortho calls me back going, Dahlia, this isn't orthopedic. I go, I know. He had a negative stress test. I had to go the ortho route, but I'm getting his butt back to cardio. We got him back to cardio. He had an angiogram and he had a dental floss thin blood vessel lumen, meaning this guy was about to have a heart attack. And the first test didn't catch it. And a computer's not going to catch it, but instinct catches it. So maybe these reminders are nice, and maybe it's going to save a lot of lives because people who wouldn't go to the doctor will now do something. But please don't not see a doctor and ask a doctor's opinion, because we're the ones with the instinct. We medical providers, any of us, and I think that's where a lot more lives are going to be saved. 1-877-9-DOLLY-MCCOY.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Dr. Dolly Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this is a report that came across my desk. They said Juul has been accused in a lawsuit of selling at least 1 million contaminated vaping pods. 1 million of them. And this was reported by a former company executive who claims he got fired for flagging safety concerns about product quality. Former Juul Senior Vice President Siddharth Breya filed a lawsuit yesterday saying that he tried to raise concerns about the alleged contamination of Juul's mint-flavored e-cig nicotine pods, as well as the sale of expired products. He claims then CEO Kevin Burns responded to his concerns by saying half of our customers are drunk and vaping like mofos, quote. And who the blank is going to notice the quality of our pods? That's what he claims. Brea claims he was fired by the ESIC company in March for being a whistleblower and raising concerns about the alleged contamination. He claims Jewel knew the pods were contaminated, but sent them to market. He said the company refused to recall the pods or issue a product health and safety warning. We're not really clear as to what they could have been contaminated with. He said he first learned on March 11th that a batch of mint refill kits had been contaminated. He said the contaminated product had been traced to two batches of Jewel's e-liquid. He said he further learned in an executive team meeting on March 12th that some batches of the mint e-liquid was found to be contaminated, and there were, I guess, roughly 250,000 mint refill kits, or the equivalent of 1 million pods, that were manufactured with contaminated e-liquid and had already been shipped to retailers already sold. Brea claims he was then asked to recover about $7 million from the supplier of the e-liquid for the contaminated e-liquid batches. And he also claims that Jewel sold expired or nearly expired products. He claims Burns told him no one would notice the quality of the pods when they were discussing shipping out expired or nearly expired pods. He was fired a week later after he raised concerns about product safety. So, apparently he was working for Uber at the time. Jewel approached him about a job in May 2018. And Brea accused Burns of fostering a culture of silence at the company. Many of you are probably scratching your head going, I deal with this all the time in my job too. Luckily, my current job, no. But I've been in places where when things go wrong, if you try to fix them or bring them up the chain to get them fixed, you're gone. This, to me, whether it's true or not, does open up a very important discussion of how many companies are doing half-ass things. And I would guess, because of bottom lines, because of people worried that they're going to lose their job, because recalls cost a lot of money, my guess is many times they don't happen. Anywhere from the biggest of companies to the smallest of places. Now, a Jewel spokesperson told the Daily Mail that the claims of the lawsuit are baseless. They would vigorously defend the lawsuit. Mr. Brea's claims are baseless. He was terminated in March 2019 because he failed to demonstrate the leadership qualities needed in his role. Said the allegations concerning safety issues with Jewel products are equally meritless, and we are already investigating the underlying manufacturing issue and determine the products met all applicable specifications. So the other thing that unfortunately happens is when somebody does lose a job, they might go down swinging and say, oh, this person assaulted me, this person did this, this person did this. I didn't get fired because of my merit. I got fired because I reported something. Now, emails protect you. But a lot of times when you leave the job, they take all the emails. And unless you forwarded emails to another outside source, you lose your proof. So his proof would be easily as if he brought it up in an email. And then if he also, like, BCC'd a different email. But the thing is you're not allowed to do that either. You're not allowed to, you know, take company information and send it somewhere else. So not having your emails as proof of stuff that you were bringing up is a problem. So if you only told somebody about it, there's no proof. And a lot of times we do only tell people about it. You know, we'll say, look, you know, I'm hearing this. I'm supposed to send it up the chain. You know, I don't know what to do about it. And a lot of times it is only verbal. And remember, a lot of people are also freaked out with the whole Sandusky thing. You know, when the Sandusky original allegations happened, and somebody reported it verbally, but they didn't have the proof that they reported it, and then somebody else got in trouble because they didn't send it up the chain like they were supposed to, or maybe they did, but they didn't have the proof. A lot of people went down for what happened with Sandusky and the assault charges. So nobody wants that to happen. I mean, when I'm in a job, if I see wrongdoing, I'm going to say something. Because I don't want somebody accusing me later of not of keeping quiet and letting abuse happen. But then you can be sure you're going to lose your job. So what do you do when you're damned if you do, damned if you don't? Now, personally, you do not want to be in a company that's toxic. You do not want to be in a company that's sending expired products, if that is the case. Or hurting, clients, or assaulting or abusing people, you don't want to be there. So I would always choose on the side of right. This is wrong. This person's being inappropriate. Guys, this could hurt people. I would just want to be on the side of right, and then fine, fire me. Unfortunately, you're not going to be fired, and in your employee file, it's not going to say, oh, well, this person called us out on doing bad. They're going to say, oh, well, this person did this, this person did this, this person did this. So people fear that. They fear they may not be able to get a job in an industry. I mean, what if something, let's say is going on at Google or Amazon or whatever. And, do they have the power to screw you over for other jobs? I don't know. I'm just using their names randomly. There's a lot of fear that you have in these jobs. But then on the other end, there's a lot of fear where if you fire somebody, they're going to claim anything. And you're like, where the heck did they come up with that? If you have to fire somebody, you want to fire somebody. But they're not going to say, oh, I was fired because I, stole office supplies, or because I sat and played solitaire on the job. They're going to say I was fired because I said no to somebody's advances. You're going to be like, what? Where the hell did that come from? So the best way to protect yourself is, I guess, emails, and then have some sort of proof that you send that email without getting yourself fired by getting that proof. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. It's very frustrating to think that your food, that a medication, that a product could be bad or tainted, but still sent out and still... we're harboring this sort of activity. Everything now is about the bottom line. I see decisions made in business all the time that are against every rule you learn in business. Now, mind you, I didn't go to business school, but I've had years of marketing, years of PR experience. There are things you are supposed to do that are like biblical, parameters. And time again, you see people choose their job first. If a recall is going to affect the bottom line, there might not be a good chance that recall is going to happen. I mean, a recall is one of the deadliest things to a company because then, like right now, people are still afraid of taking blood pressure medication, the ARBs, because of the recall that only affected certain lots and certain companies. But it is a death trap for any product. And so, I mean, Chipotle has had a real hard time overcoming the issues they've had with their, food outbreaks, which only happened at a couple stores. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Would Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNLive.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell takes to the Senate floor to claim impeachment is distracting the Senate from enacting legislation.
Yesterday, House Democrats released their much-hyped resolution, which was advertised as bringing fairness and due process into Speaker Pelosi and Chairman Schiff's closed-door partisan inquiry. Unfortunately, the draft resolution that has been released does nothing of the sort.
Firefighters in Southern California bracing for historic winds today. Most of the region under a red flag warning. Winds will gust to about 80 miles an hour, and they're only going to fan the fires which are burning, including a huge one near L.A. now. Northern California also feeling winds which are fanning flames of the Kincaid Fire, which has now burned 115 square miles.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. They say the asthma carbon footprint is as big as eating meat. So I'm not sure what the world wants to do with our asthmatics when it comes to our carbon footprints. Oh, everybody's upset about the carbon footprint that we leave. I leave tons of carbon footprints, okay? I left a big one this morning because, I don't know, I guess my stool softener kicked in. I leave carbon footprints, okay? Sorry, that's just me. But they say people with asthma could cut their carbon footprint and help save the environment by switching to, quote, greener medications. This is being reported by the BBC. They say making the swap could have as big as an eco impact as turning vegetarian or becoming an avid recycler. It's because some inhalers release greenhouse gases linked to global warming. So the Cambridge University team told the BMJ Open that patients need to, however, check with the doctor before changing medication. Yes, please do. Some patients may not be able to make the switch and should not be made to feel guilty. So, this is coming out of the UK. So, they say 5 million people with asthma in the UK. We have, obviously, many more million with asthma in the U.S. And the research looked at the environmental impacts of different inhaler medications prescribed to patients on the NHS in England. And NHS is their national health system. They say in 2017, about 50 million inhalers were prescribed. 7 out of every 10 of them were metered dose inhalers, the type that contained greenhouse gases. And the gas is hydrofluoroalkane, HFA. It's used as a propellant to squirt the medicine out of the inhaler. Metered dose inhalers account for nearly 4% of the NHS greenhouse gas emissions. And the researchers estimate that replacing 1 in every 10 of these with a dry powder inhaler, a more environmentally friendly type, would reduce carbon dioxide equivalent emissions by 58 kilotons, which is similar to the carbon footprint of 180,000 car trips, they say, from London to Edinburgh, which I guess is between, I guess as far as Vegas to, I don't know, Bakersfield? I don't know. So at the individual level, each meter dose inhaler replaced by a dry powder inhaler could save the equivalent of 150 kilograms and 400 kilograms of carbon dioxide a year, which they equate to cutting red meat from your diet. Lead researcher Dr. Alex Wilkinson said the gases within these canisters are such powerful greenhouse gases that they can contribute significantly to an individual's carbon footprint. And if you're using one or two of these inhalers every month, then that could really add up to hundreds of kilos of carbon dioxide equivalent over the course of the year, which is similar to other actions that people are keen to take to reduce their carbon footprint as going vegetarian. So is it safe to switch? Not that easy. Not that easy at all. For you have people that have trouble breathing, they might not do as well with the powder inhalers. They might need the spray because the delivery system may be quicker. You also have people that might just not tolerate the powder or the other substrates in that. And again, have we studied the powder inhalers and found out if there's something else that we don't know that could be affecting the environment? You know, they do have to be really, really careful with telling people that their inhalers are hurting the environment. Because once you start to stigmatize a medical condition, people may not want to then be stigmatized and use it in public or even use it, period. So here's my issue with many asthmatics where they don't realize they're doing it wrong. So the average person is now not going to their doctor on a regular basis. Okay, me included. My deductible's too high. I just try to skip it. And the asthmatic goes through fluctuations in the severity of their disease throughout the year. When you have asthma, you have something called reactive airway disease, where your lungs react. And they may react by wheezing, they may react by coughing, they may not have the compliance to blow the air out, so you have air trapping, and sometimes you just can't get a deep breath. As opposed to restrictive sort of lung diseases that, you know, could be more fibrotic and scarring. And so there's a lot of people out there that were diagnosed with asthma. Some of us never diagnosed, but we think we're developing asthma because, you know, we're sitting in traffic or the wildfire smoke. We notice we can't breathe as well. So when you start to feel that chest tightness or you start to feel that you can't get a deep breath, you want to open up your lungs. And one way to open up your lungs is to use a bronchodilator. Bronchodilators use medications that are beta adrenergic. They hit the beta receptors that help open up the airway. It's kind of a part of our adrenaline flight or fright response, where when you exercise or have to run, or have to flee, you need those airways open to exchange oxygen, and you need blood going to the heart. So a beta agonist helps increase your heartbeat and helps open up airflow, which is why people say their heart starts to race a little bit when they take their inhaler. Beta blockers, a blood pressure medication, blocks this receptor, so it slows down the heart rate. We don't usually like to use them in asthmatics, but overall asthmatics are still fine. But we use beta agonists. Now, the big mistake people do with asthma, is when their asthma acts up, they just keep hitting the inhaler. And they don't go to the doctor before the asthma acts up to prevent the exacerbation. And many of you actually need to be on a steroid. A inhaled steroid doesn't have to be an oral steroid. We know there's a lot of side effects, but an inhaled steroid that helps decrease the immune response that causes your lungs to wheeze. Now, some people say, well, you don't want to decrease the immune response. Sometimes you have to, because for some people, their immune response is hyperactive. And they send off leukotrienes, they have antihistamines, so they have all this coughing and wheezing and all sorts of stuff when they really necessarily don't need to, and they should be able to kind of deal with the, you know, world in which they live fine. So before your bad season, whether it's the fall, whether it's the spring, a few weeks before, you need to be in the doctor's office, medical provider's office, and get started on a preventative medicine. I know that preventative medicine is working, whether it's an inhaled steroid, whether it's Singulair. I know it's working when you don't need to always take a hit of your inhaler. So if you're needing your albuterol inhaler 4 or 5 times a day, that's my fault. Because that means I'm not managing your asthma well. And if I have you on a daily steroid inhaler just during that season, you should probably never need that albuterol. So the problem I have with this article, or with a lot of current healthcare systems now, is nobody's going to the doctor. They have an inhaler they use year-round, and they just puff it when they're bad. And they puff a lot of it, and then they run out, and they go, I need more inhaler. And I'm like, if you're wheezing, we need to work it from another end. All the inhaler doing is opening up your lungs temporarily while you still have that process that's causing you to wheeze. And we're coming into fall, winter. A lot of snow in a lot of places, a lot of cold weather. In fact, it was freezing in my neck of the woods. It was down to the 30 degrees. In my neck of the woods, cold weather changes can induce asthma. And not only cold weather, actual physical colds, like viral colds, can induce asthma. This smoke that we're getting from California can induce asthma. Air quality. So now's the time to get in with the doctor, get on some preventative stuff if you need it, and then always have an albuterol inhaler on hand. Right now, I don't want anybody in California worried about the greenness of their albuterol inhaler, because right now they got burnt wood and plastics and crap in their air. Use the inhaler if you've got to. 1-877-DOCTOR-LELLY.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when you're pregnant, there's not a lot of medications you want to take, and there's not a lot of medications you can take. Then there's some that are. And so they classify it based on studies, and they give it an A, B, C, D, or X rating. X means it is known to cause baby defects. It will cause defects of the fetus and the baby. Don't take an X drug. So that'd be something like Accutane. Category D has been known to cause birth defects like Xanax, Valium, certain drugs. So category D, certain antibiotics, can't take. Category C means they think overall it's okay in humans, has shown some issues in animal studies, and so only take a category C if you have to. And we've seen that with, like, asthma medications. But again, if it's worse for mom to not be breathing, we don't care if it's a category C. We're going to give mom the drug. Most of the time, baby's fine. Category B drugs are the most commonly used in pregnant people because there's not a lot of A's out there anymore. Or category B drugs are, you know what? We think it's safe in humans. You know, we don't really have 100% studies, but B is generally safe. We can't say it's 100% because we can't take a bunch of pregnant women, give them the drug, and see what happens to the baby. But we've seen women have taken these drugs, and the babies came out fine. In category A, used to be, you don't really, I don't think, see any more drugs in category A. Category A drugs were, this is totally fine, totally safe in pregnancy. We have proof that it's safe. So the one drug, two drugs, that I knew were totally safe was insulin, because insulin is something that diabetics need, and if you're diabetic and if you're pregnant, you need insulin. Insulin was a category A. Not sure if it still is. I have to double check it. And Tylenol. Tylenol was a category A. If you have pain, if you have a headache, if you're sore back, just take a Tylenol. You can't take Motrin or anti-inflammatories, but you can take Tylenol. Tylenol safe, Tylenol safe, Tylenol safe. When I was pregnant, I didn't really want to take Tylenol. I took it as little as possible. I just didn't want to take any medication if I didn't have to, because I knew the baby's liver was growing. Well, now there's a study saying babies born to women who used acetaminophen, which is the generic name for Tylenol, and if they use it late in pregnancy, third trimester, may be at increase, the babies, for autism, as well as ADHD. And this is earth-shattering, because when a pregnant woman is in pain, we don't really have a lot of options for them. After examining stored blood samples from babies' umbilical cords, researchers determined that the risk for ADHD and autism were significantly increased in children whose blood had higher levels of acetaminophen breakdown products, according to a report in JAMA Psychiatry. Our findings corroborate previous studies that were based on maternal self-report of acetaminophen use, and they warrant additional investigations. That's according to Dr. Zaya Bin Wing, a professor of pediatrics at the Johns Hopkins School of Medicine in Baltimore, and director of Center on Early Life Origins of Disease at the Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. They say the study provides objective evidence of fetal exposure to acetaminophen in utero. Now, earlier research has shown that acetaminophen can cross through the placenta. That's important because if a mom needs to take something for pain, you really don't want it to affect the baby. If it crosses through the placenta where the baby gets their blood, that means that medication is getting to the baby. They say the metabolites or breakdown products of the drug appear to linger for a couple days. Researchers were able to get an estimate of maternal acetaminophen use in the hours before delivery. And cord blood is the umbilical cord blood. That's where baby gets the blood supply, through the belly button. And then the heart takes over. I mean, the heart still takes over, but then once we sever that cord from mom, baby's own circulatory system takes over on its own autonomously. So they say, for a window on the possible impact of acetaminophen exposures on babies' risks of certain neurodevelopmental disorders, the researchers looked at data from the Boston birth cohort. Now, that database includes only births that produced one single child. It doesn't include babies that needed IVF, in vitro fertilization, or those born with major birth defects. So they looked at 996 mother-infant pairs, right, mom and baby, for whom there was sufficient cord blood in the samples for an analysis to look at acetaminophen metabolites, or pieces of Tylenol. And at the time of the study, the children's average age was already 9.8 years old. 257 of these 996 were diagnosed with ADHD, so over a quarter, 66 were diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder. 42 had both. 304, or a third, had other developmental disabilities, and a third were developing, I guess, fine. All of the cord samples contained some detectable acetaminophen. When they compared children with cord blood containing the highest levels, they found a significant association with the neurodevelopmental disorders. They had 2.86 times more likely to have ADHD and 3.6 times more likely to have autism spectrum disorder. Now, what I want to know is how old were these moms, okay? The younger you are when you're pregnant, kind of the easier time you have. And we know that older individuals, when they have babies, are more at risk of having a baby with autism. So, you know, was it that a 40-year-old mom had a baby, took some Tylenol because she's got aches and pains, and so, just luck of the draw, child, you know, was more likely to have autism. I don't know. So, this is obviously concerning. And I, you know, I'm not really sure where we go with this, because once you tell somebody, look, you can't take anything if you have pain, they're going to freak out. So if I was told, like, I used to get migraines all the time. I don't think I've had a migraine in a long time, knock on wood. Why? Because every day I leave the house making sure I have my Excedrin migraine in my purse. It's an old bottle. It's probably expired. It needs to be thrown out. But I just have it there. And on days where I switch purses and I don't have it, and I go, oh, no, I don't have my migraine medicine, that's when I start getting a headache. So, you know, I just need to know that I have something I could use. My guess is what OB-GYNs are going to do is obstetricians are going to say, look, don't panic. You know, just try to limit the use as much as possible. But you tell a pregnant mom that there's a little bitty risk, they are not going to want anything to do with that. And people have pain. I had a lot of pain in my pregnancy. I had stabbing pain in the pelvis. I don't know why. They made sure I didn't have an ectopic pregnancy. I mean, I don't know what the heck happened. Speaking of not knowing what the heck happened, apparently discussions of Jeffrey Epstein's quote-unquote suicide, which a lot of us don't believe, has resurfaced, where a former New York City medical examiner said, nah, I've not seen such injuries with a suicidal hanging. And Jeffrey Epstein's body showed signs of strangulation. We talked about this. Apparently, the 66-year-old financier who was arrested and charged with sex trafficking of minors, had died of suicide in jail, but he had fractures to the left and right of the voice box around the Adam's apple. The hyoid bone that's above the Adam's apple is a fracture most commonly seen as strangulation. You do not see it in a lot of stranglings. You'll see a vertebrae fracture. So we'll keep you posted more on that as that unveils. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.